Shakespeare in his fancy ruffles, Chaucer in his tights, Basho in his old kimono, Tom Wolfe in his white. Plenty great writers throughout all time have labored all that looking fine, but you are simply too divine in your Aloha shorts, or your sharp Aloha shorts. Homer's got his party toga, Tolstoy's got his beard, Mark Twain's got that wild style, Capote's just plain weird. Great men of letters from A to Z have rhapsodized about their threads, but you could really knock 'em dead with your Aloha shorts, or your cool Aloha shorts. In his shawl, Toni Morrison with her natty cornrows, Vic Hugo wearing nothing at all, Lao Tzu's whiskers, Fitzgerald's spats, Dickinson's frogs, or Hurston's hats. Hey, you could show them where it's at in your Aloha shorts, yeah, your hot Aloha shorts. Chekhov's glasses, Kesey's dyes, Neruda's caps, all bellows ties. Well, you could take the Nobel Prize in your Aloha shorts. Yeah, you could have that Nobel Prize with your Aloha shorts, or your chic Aloha shorts, or those loud Aloha shorts, or those balls Aloha shorts.